As a high school history teacher, I'm always looking for stories full of irony and surprise, especially those that illuminate our nation's history and its impact on our lives today. Recently, I found just the lesson. For the past year, we have witnessed the resurgence of a word many thought had passed from our national dialogue, socialism. No one seems to know what it means, but it seems to strike fear in the hearts of countless Americans. Yet this concept, for better or worse, has had a profound influence on our nation's history. The influence is so common, in fact, that just about every day, millions of schoolchildren chant a slogan written by a socialist. They're probably saying it right now, and it's not because we've finally succumbed to the mainstream media's supposed vast left-wing conspiracy. It's the Pledge of Allegiance, written in 1892 by Francis Bellamy, an ardent socialist. Yes, this near-sacred, iconic expression of allegiance to our nation, a pledge to uphold the values of liberty and justice for all, was written by a socialist who didn't at all believe that socialism is as thoroughly un-American as, say, stinky cheese and small houses. Bellamy was so patriotic, in fact, that he adhered to the system of his cousin, Edward Bellamy, who in his best-selling book, Looking Backward, described a brand of socialism in which the U.S. government would evolve into the economy's one big corporation, and we'd all be its employees. When Bellamy wrote, "One nation, indivisible," he was extolling that standard socialist and American idea of strength through unity. The Civil War, after all, was less than 40 years distant, and the nationalism of founders like Alexander Hamilton and John Adams was still fresh. Bellamy also found the roots of socialism in his Christian beliefs, although "under God" didn't show up in the pledge until the Cold War. So here we have the complexity of this lesson. Our most celebrated daily expression of national allegiance has its origins in socialist thinking, which we're told is un-American. The socialist who wrote that pledge was a Christian, and when he wrote it, he didn't include the words "under God." Socialist ideas, properly understood, turn out to be not so un-American after all. That's a lesson from history we can all learn from today. With a Perspective, I'm Joshua Nass.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.